The private board that's taking over job recruitment for the North Carolina Commerce Department meets today. The state legislature recently finalized the basic rules for the board, and Governor Pat McCrory signed them into law this week. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Governor McCrory has been pushing to privatize the state's job recruitment efforts since he got into office more than a year ago. State Secretary of Commerce Sharon Decker says the change will allow the state to be much more aggressive in how it goes after businesses.
The landscape is much more competitive, and I just began to understand that we could simply not move quickly enough or proactively enough to stay ahead of our competition.
Decker says the private side of the public-private partnership will have less red tape to deal with when it comes to traveling, entertaining clients, and marketing to businesses. She says it'll also be relatively small and nimble.
Of the nearly 2,000 commerce employees in all the divisions that we have, this really will only be around 70 employees. It's only the sales and marketing functions of the state.
Those employees will be under the State Ethics Act. That's because the General Assembly ultimately went with the House version of the rules, which included stricter ethics requirements than the Senate version. Greg LeRoy calls it the lesser of two evils. He's the executive director of a left-leaning Washington think tank called Good Jobs First.
The House version certainly suggests that some people were taking lessons from other states that have had so many ethics and conflict problems with privatized state economic development agencies.
LeRoy studied eight or so states that have privatized job recruitment and found examples of conflicts of interest with incentives deals and dubious job creation numbers. He says North Carolina's rules don't go far enough, for example, in preventing conflicts of interest for people serving on the private board.
So will those private sector members be big political donors? Will they be companies seeking deals from the state in the future? Those are all problems we see in other states.
But Commerce Secretary Decker is confident North Carolina's conflict of interest policies do go far enough.
The board members, as well as employees making over 60,000, I think it is, have to disclose a state economic form that basically shares their personal financial information so you know what they have holdings in and what companies they're a part of.
And Decker points out the private board won't pull the trigger on incentives. It'll make recommendations to the Commerce Department, and state leaders will still have the final say. The private board will start making offers to employees and picking out office space over the next few weeks. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.